Start your day at the Turaway in northwest London. Friday, Erev Pesach, 14th of Nisan, 15th of April, Rabbi David Zaltzbacher Shlita, Mitzvahs Matzah. This week's Turaway has been sponsored by family Berkovitz, Lid Nishmas Rav Avrom Dub and Rav Moshe David Zaprod Rocha, the late Diane Beryl Berkovitz Rav Rocha, whose yahrzeit was last Thursday.
Good morning. You almost say good Yom Tov, not just because it's Erev Pesach, but the Torah actually calls the day before Pesach, Pesach, and tonight it's called Chag HaMatzos. Look, the Torah, Erev Pesach has got the title of Pesach, so the Mamish can call it a good Yom Tov. Last year we spoke a lot about the mitzvah of Erev Pesach, or baking matzos, of course, the mitzvah of Shechitas Korban Pesach. So we could already wish each other good Yom Tov. Now usually, I like to say Dvar Halacha, in Yonah Diyoma, but this year, I decided there's a kasha which has been bothering me. No doubt, children and grandchildren at the Seder will ask this question as well. It's a confusing question. Mitzvah Hashem, I hope, through the next few minutes to try and get some clarity on what exactly is matzah on Seder night. In fact, the whole Yom Tov is called Chag HaMatzos, although the Chiyuv is only tonight. The problem of what matzah is exactly what does it symbolize on Seder night? Is matzah a sign of Cheirus? Or is a sign of avdus? And this is a question, as I said, children ask this question. It's definitely both, but how exactly do we fit the two together? And how can you have almost what's called tarati desasri? We're now careful in halacha of not having two things which are contradictory. The chayra in itself is contrary. Let's just have a look a bit to see where we see in halacha what exactly matzah is. In the beginning of the Haggadah, we say, Holach mo'anyo, jachola vosono, ba'arad Mitzrayim. So the first time we come across matzah is right at the beginning of the Seder, and we refer to it as lach mo'anyo, poor man's bread, diachola vosono, ba'arad Mitzrayim, which our forefathers ate in Mitzrayim. It's well known that poor man's bread, slave bread, is matzah. Ibn Ezra famously says so. So matzah, right at the beginning of the Seder, we refer to it as the poor man's bread. Yet, at the end of the Haggadah, at the end of Maggid, where we talk about the three most important mitzvahs of Seder, Pesach, Matzah, Moreh, so we say, why do we eat matzah? So we don't say, because we had bitter times in Mitzrayim, and this is the bread of slavery. Adarabah, we say, we eat matzah, shlehispik b'tzeikom, they didn't have enough time, they were rushed out of Mitzrayim. This is mamish a simon of freedom, not just freedom, in how we were set free. So the beginning of the Seder, it's lechem oini. The end of the Seder, although it's still lechem oini, but it's a symbol of our freedom. Why is it called Lechem Oini? That's already a pasuk in the Torah. Torah calls it Shivas Yom Toich Alav Matzos Lechem Oini. Why is it called Lechem Oini? So there are various reasons. The Gemara explains Darkei Shel Oni Lechel Matzah. As we mentioned earlier, the very ingredients of matzah is very simple: water and flour. Poor man's bread. So we explained earlier, it's what's given to a slave. But even without that, poor people have matzah. They can't afford bread. How ironic that it's called lechem oini, and the price that we pay for it, it's still called lechem oini. Bread is almost lechem oini. But l'chayra, after you've bought it, you become an oni. So that's why it's called lechem oini. But that's what the Torah calls it, lechem oini. Poor man's bread. The Bais Yosef writes, we all know this, that near the beginning of the Haggadah we do yachatz. We break the matzah in half. Why do we break the matzah in half? So the Bais Yosef says, in the name of the Kolboy, that the reason for Yachatz, also because it's Lechem Oini. Says the Gemara, Madarkei shel Oni beprusa. A poor man doesn't know where his next meal is going to come from. So he puts aside part of his food, he puts it away. It's a prusa. So not only is the ingredients, but even the way how we eat it, we put some aside because it's poor man's bread. Last year, on Erev Pesach, we spoke about minhag, chiyuv, mitzvah of baking matzahs on Erev Pesach. Last year, when Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos, that was the whole sugya. But we brought the Rosh, and the Shulchan Aruch brings this Rosh, that it says that the Balei Chasidim HaTamimim machmirin al atzmon, they're machmir for themselves, veloshin v'ofin ba'atzmon, and they do the whole baking themselves. So the Rosh brings, and we spent a long time on that. Last year we spoke about the reason for it. Why do tzaddikim, chassidim, why do they make their own matzahs? So the Magen Avraham says, because a mitzvah boy, yoseh mibishluchoy. And we spoke about, you see from there, that there's a mitzvah to bake matzahs. Although that's not written mefurish in the Torah, the mitzvah is to eat matzah, but there's a mitzvah boy, yoseh mibishluchoy. That's how we quoted last year the name of the Magen Avraham. However, the Gaon, and it's also the Torah, brings a completely different reason for baking your own matzahs. And that is also based on the Gemara and Psochim, that the way of a poor man, not only can't he afford bread, he can't afford baker's bread to go to the shop and to buy. He can't afford it. He does it himself. Him and his wife, the Gemara explains. They bake the bread themselves. That's lechem oini. That's why the Rosh says you should do it yourself. Not because of mitzvah by Yosef Mishlucha, nothing to do with that. But because the mitzvah is lechem oini. So everything we do from the beginning, from the baking of the matzahs, we act out as poor people. It comes out from there. The ingredients, the breaking of the matzah, the way how we bake it is all lechem oini, all like poor people. Till now we've spoken about that the bread is bread of poor people. Rashi al HaTorah adds a slightly different knach to this. Rashi says, this is the lechem shemaske es ha'oini shenis'anu b'mitzrayim. It's not just poor man's bread. It's the bread of affliction, as we often translate it, that we were afflicted in Mitzrayim. So the matzah is a zecha to the inui in Mitzrayim. That's what Rashi al HaTorah says. Ask the Maharal. On Seder night, Moroir is to remember. Al Shum Shemeru es Chayeim. They embittered our lives. The inui was the Moroir. Matzah? Mehecha Tesa, that matzah is a reminder of the inui. Matzah is a reminder of the freedom, as we said, the Pasuk says, and that's what we say in our Goda. Shum Shalei Hispik B'Teikom. That's a sign of the Geula, and how quickly they went out. The Rambam brings a minug that you take the matzah, and before you eat the matzah, you tovel it into charoses. I'm not going into the sugya of Gebrokt, but the Rambam's shitta is you tovel it into charoses. And the Torah already asks, charoses, even though it might taste sweet, charoses, says the Gemara, is to zechelatit, to remember the cement which the Yidden had to make themselves to build the bricks. So charoses is a simon of inui. Matzah, asks the Rosh, the Torah, is a simon of geula. How can you again have the Torah to the sastry of taking the matzah, which is for geula, and putting it into charoses, which is shibud? But we're asking, even within the matzah, I've got a tart to the sasri. We have so many rayas from the Gemara's, lechem oini, etc., etc., that it's a reminder of the inui, especially how Rashi says it. And yet, matzah zosh on oichlim, because it's a symbol of the geula. How do we square that circle, excuse the pun? If we move away slightly, there's a fascinating minhag on Seder night to eat eggs. I'm not sure if everybody has that minhag, to eat eggs at the Seuda. Mishnah Berurah says you've got to be careful, don't eat too much of the eggs if you're not going to eat properly the Seuda. But what's this minhag of eating eggs? Where does it come from? So the Ramah, Siman Tov Ayin Vav, says like this. V'noyagim b'ktsas mekoymos. There's a minhag in some places. I was very happy to read that, Agav, because we don't have this minhag. And people say, whoa, you don't have this minhag. You know, it's a chi of deraisa. You see, you read it from the Ramah. V'noyagim b'ktsas mekoymos. Some people have the minhag. Lecho besuta beitzim. Zecha la'avelus. Seder night, we eat eggs, because Rachmana l'Islan, an oval has an egg, and it's a symbol of avelus. What exactly does that mean? Says the Ramah. V'nirali hatam, mishum shebeleil tishabov nikba beleil Pesach. Because tishabov is fixed for the night of Pesach. We'll explain that in a minute. Continues the Ramah. V'oid, zeicha l'churban. It's avelus. What does that mean? Hey, it's the same night as Tisha B'Av. And another reason, zeicha l'churban, shehoyu makrivin korban Pesach. It's a zeicha to the churban. Unfortunately, we don't have the korban Pesach. So it's avelus that we can't do it properly. What exactly does the Ramah mean? This comes the same night as Tisha B'Av. So there's another halacha brought in the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tov Kaf Ches. Siman L'Kviyas HaMoedim. A siman, now simply this is, just a way of remembering those people who like the calendars to have a siman to remember which day falls when. There's certain rules, the Adur Rosh, etc. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Atbash. What's Atbash? B'yoyim Rishon Shel Pesach. That's the Aleph. Tov. Yeh le'oilam Tisha B'Av. Always the first night of Seder falls the same that year. A few months later will be the night of Tisha B'Av. V'simen al matzos umeroyrim yechluhu, which seems to mean that on Seder night matzos there's also meroyrim of Tisha B'Av. Now that's just a simen to remember. Yet it's a bit strange that it's not just that it happens to work out calendar-wise. There's a simon of comparing or making some connection between Seder night and Tisha B'Av night. And that's what the Ramah means when the Ramah says that the minhag to eat eggs on Seder night is based on that halacha, Shaleil Tisha B'Av nikba b'leil Pesach. Because Tisha B'Av and Leil Pesach always comes out the same night. It almost looks, as we're saying, that there's some connection between those two, and there's a certain Indian of Avelus on Seder night. On this minhag of eating eggs on Seder night, we're not about the egg on the Seder plate, but eating the egg. So in Maaser Rav of the Gaon, he had this minhag. It says, V'oichel, V'oichel besa beitza, and then says very sharp words of the Gaon. It's not the Gaon himself, it's Maaser Rav, it's his closest Talmidim, but probably quoting the type of language the Gaon said about this minhag. And I'll read you out the words of the Gaon. V'tam ho'achila lo'y nipnei avelus. The Ramah says it is because of avelus. Says the Gaon, it's not because of avelus. Listen to these words. Ki chas v'sholem lahaski avelus Tisha B'Av hayoyim. Chas v'sholem. To mention Avelus of Tisha B'Av on Seder night. Seder night is the night of Geula. What are you mentioning about Tisha B'Av? Rakatam, the reason it says the God, Shuzeche l'chagiga, which is more the common reason why we have an egg on the table, but the eating of it is Zeche l'chagiga. The Mishnah Berurah brings nafkaminas, that's not now, between the different reasons of the eating of the egg. Lemais, the God's kasha is gewaltige kasha. You'll say the night. Say that everything is geula. We take out silver, which we don't usually have to do. We dress. Everything is royalty. No. Dafkon say the night, says the Ramah, there's a minhag of zeicha avelus, zeicha l'churban. And that's why you have eggs. Very difficult to understand. The kasha l'gon is a very strong kasha. I'm not going to try and for the Gaon. The Gaon's kasha, the Gaon obviously is not going to agree. He doesn't agree with the Ramah. But try and understand a bit the Ramah. There's a medrash in Eicha. The medrash says, Golsa Yehuda me'oini, right at the beginning of Eicha. Golsa Yehuda me'oini. Says the medrash, Al shaloi ochlu lechem oini bepesach. Golsa, they went into Golus me'oini because they didn't fulfill the mitzvah of lechem oini. For the medrash is mashma that because of the sin of not eating matzah on Pesach, which is called lechem oini, that's why they went into Golus. Not because they ate chometz, and not even the dogs, they didn't eat matzah. They didn't eat lechem oini on Pesach. That's Golsa Yehuda me'oini. What exactly does this mean? The Shlo HaKodesh says the Yesod of Seder night. Kol inyan chayrus, all what we do on Seder night, kol inyan chayrus, sha'on ma'oysim ba'layla, which we do at this night, hu chayrus ha'nefesh. It's symbolizing freedom of the soul. Ashe nigalu mehaklipos memtes shari tuma. We've been redeemed, as we all know. We were at the bottom level of Memtes Shari Tuma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us. Hoitzionu lecheirus. He took us out of cheirus. And because of that, says the Shlo, Al zeh onu oisin simoni cheirus. Everything we do on Seder night is not to show that we are physically free. We came out of bondage into freedom. No, we were meshubed into the Tuma of Mitzrayim. And we got saved from that. And that's the Holy Yesod of Seder night. And the Iker way of displaying Cheirus, and we know, by doing Torah and Mitzvahs, that's how we display our freedom. The Issa Chometz, we know, it symbolizes getting rid of the Yetzer Hara. This, even amazingly enough, is brought in Halacha. The Rambam paskens that Chometz is Osa B'mashahu. There's no even bittul on chometz. And then when Rishonim ask, why not? Says the Radvaz, a halachic explanation in this. Says the Radvaz, V'alkein ani seimech, the reason why I rely on to understand this Rambam, amasha omru razal b'medroshes, chazal say many medroshim, ki chometz b'pesach remez li'yitzahora. Chometz is a remez li'yitzahora, it's a Gemara already. That is exactly the symbolism of the Yetzer Hara, is the Se'oyosha Be'isa, which is a risen flower. Ulechein, you have to get completely rid of all chometz. Vafilu kolshu ulei bottle, says Radvaz. Even the kolshu is not bottle, because the idea of getting rid of chometz is getting completely rid of the Yetzer Hara. Matzah is the symbol of the Yetzer HaTov. This is brought already in the Sefer Chinuch, it's from the Zohar, which is the opposite of chometz. The Sheirish of the Yetzer Hara is chometz, meaning gaiva. As we know, what is chometz? It's risen, and it's risen with air. It's showing off, even if there's nothing to show off about. What's the sheirish of gaiva? When you feel that koichi v'etzim yodi, it's my power, I'm in charge. And Ramban famously writes in Pasha's boy, the yisoid v'etzim tzrayim, the yisoid of yid is noide elof shebronu, that we have to admit it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who created us, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who runs the world. Therefore, we try and explain as follows. Avada matzah is Zeichel Geula. But here we come with an interesting knate which I saw from Rav Karelenstein. Dafka matzah, which is a symbol of the Geula, we have to remember that there's a worry that people, when they become free and they live as free men, they begin to forget the Ribbono Shel Olam. They begin to forget their past. The idea, Vayishman Yeshurun Vayivot, when people are successful, they forget the Ribbono Shel Olam. The way to remember is when times are good, to remember the Yemei HaInui, how times were bad, then you appreciate it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, there's no contradiction in matzah. The Iker Geula, we're saying, is Geula Ruchnis. The Iker Geula, the spiritual Geula, is to break that gaiva. Therefore, we dafka take lechem oini, a poor man's bread, taka. When we are free, and when we're symbolizing freedom, we must remember it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We must remember the inui of the past. That's why we take the matzah, according to the Rambam, which is a symbol of geula, but we dip it into charoses to remember we're free, but remember the past, how bitter it was, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out. And we remember we have to be grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the pshat, efsha, in that medrash. Golso Yehuda me'oini, shalai ochlum lechem oini. The reason why they went into golos is because they transgressed, not the avera of not eating lechem oini. The message of what matzah is, the message of matzah is humility. They didn't show humility. The Tonat Be'elio says, Bnei Yisrael, at the time of the Churban, Hoysa Bahem Gassus Haruach, Ulechei Niskai V'Golos. There was Gaiva amongst Klal Yisrael, and we're explaining Gaiva means you don't appreciate the Kasper Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's why they went into Golos, because Golos, we know, brings about humility. Just stated in the Rambam already in Hilchos Tshuva, V'Goyle Min Mekoyboi, one of the ways to bring yourself to Tshuva is to go to Golos. Shegolos mechaperes ovoin. Golos forgives sins. Meneshe geremes loy liikona. Because that causes a person, when he goes into exile, doesn't know anyone, nobody knows how choshev he really is. So it brings to humility. V'liyes onov shval ruach. Bemes, it's a possible furish in the Techocha Pashas B'chol Kosai. Ve'veisi oison ve'eretz ve'hem. I'll bring him to the land of the enemies. Then their fashtopta heart will be yekona, will become humble. Therefore, golus and geula are all toloi in the middah of gaiva and humility. The Medrash Rabba in Parshas Bo says that the shorish, the zman ha-geula, is on Seder night. And we could explain this. A very famous Yalkut Shimoni. Everybody knows this Yalkut Shimoni in Yishayol, thanks to Yossi Green. When Mashiach comes, Oymed al Gag Beis Hamikdash, he stands, he will stand on the roof of the Beis Hamikdash. V'oyme, Anovin, Higia Zman Geulaska. What does Anovin mean? You humble people, the time of Geula has arrived. Meaning, the reason why I'm coming to bring Mashiach is because I've seen you have accepted that middah of humility. That starts on Seder night. Dafka on Seder night, we have to remember that the Golos in Mitzrayim, when we came out, we must always remember the inui. We must always remain humble. Because unfortunately there have been other goluses along the way. And that's the golus of Tisha B'Av. On Seder night we must eat that egg, according to the Ramah. Zechel Avelus. Not Chas V'Sholem to have a sad thing on Seder night, that the Gol was asking. But the thought is to understand that the Yesod of Geula is humility. The Yesod of Golus is Gaiva. On Seder night, we work on that middah of Anova. That's why we take the matzah, which is Lechem Oini, which is a symbol taka of our Achiras, but within our Achiras, don't forget the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Mitzvah Shem, we should be Zeicha, that when it comes to Tisha B'Av, we will be sitting in the Beis HaMikdosh through the Avodah of Seder night. Through the avodah of matzah, which is lechem oini, to be zeicha to the binyan beis hamikdash b'mehira b'yameinu amen.
What's the fire?
There's a minute. I checked a minute.
Is that? There is.